Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Any guess where that's from? It's our baptism. It's from the baptismal covenant. It is the very last vow we make. It is a reminder that we who follow Christ are called to strive for justice, to reach out and to take care of our neighbor. But this is nothing new. This is an old commandment, basically, to all of us. In our reading today from Isaiah, we are reminded of it. In it, Isaiah begins by telling the people that they're basically looking for an easy route. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinances of their God. We're told that these people are a people who seem to fast. You know, they go a time without eating. They throw sackcloth on. They put ashes in their hair. And, you know, maybe they spend a good day or so pounding their chest and talking about all the wicked they've done. Yet they don't change. They offer sacrifices instead of going out and doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. As the prophet tells them, what God is really looking for is people to act righteously, to seek justice, to take care of their brothers and sisters in need. If somebody's hungry, feed them. If a widow or an orphan is being oppressed, be their voice. Speak up to them. If a foreigner is in your midst, welcome that person. Protect that person. But instead, they're trying to get by. They want to skate by basically doing a simple act and then going on with life, you know, as it normally is. And I don't think that's much different from today. I think sometimes because of our busy lives, we want a simple prayer, we want a simple act, we want to just get things over with so we can kind of get back to the program at hand. This past Wednesday, I joined Bishop Provenzano and Bishop Wolf, as well as Bishop Dichi and Shin of the Diocese of New York, and three other bishops from our diocese, New York, and New Jersey, as well as clergy and laity from the various Episcopal dioceses in New York. And we met at St. Paul's Chapel, which was famous after 9/11 as the relief station for the first responders. It's down in the financial district. And it's a very sacred space for many of us because of a lot of the work we did in those days that followed 9/11. And we went from there to join the demonstration that was happening in Foley Square in support of our brothers and sisters who are being banned from entering this country, even though they are legally allowed to be in this country. And to be honest, that's pretty easy. I went down yesterday, I was in New York yesterday for another demonstration over there in the Stonewall area of the, of Greenwich Village. And, you know, by the end of the day, on that cold pavement, it gets really, you know, it gets pretty tough after a while. But that's pretty simple, because you're just standing there, you're showing, maybe you yell a few chants. And it's very important, but it's what you do afterwards. You know, nothing wrong with praying for things to change, and there's nothing wrong with fasting. But it's what you do afterwards. How do you follow up with that? How do you become, like Jesus talks about in our gospel today, a light? How do you show other people your light? Now, that's going to be different for all of us. For some, depending on where their interests are, their beliefs, their understanding, it may be reaching out to those who are in need physically. Others will be calling the appropriate elected officials. But it's as easy as sometimes going down the street, going next door, and getting to know your neighbor, getting to know that person who's different. To let them know that this love that we talk about each Sunday, this message of a good news to all people, is not just words. It's who we truly are. Our first hymn today, our opening hymn, Be Thou My Vision. I'm always excited when I see it on the list. It's my favorite hymn of all times. You know, most of us have a favorite hymn. That's my hymn. It got me through, I don't know, it's gotten me through about everything the last almost 25 years. But it reminds me at the very beginning that when in doubt, look at what Jesus did. You know, everybody remember those bracelets from the 90s, What Would Jesus Do? WWJD. We don't have to wonder. All we have to do is look at the darn book. We know, and instead of asking, what would Jesus do, ask ourselves, what did Jesus do? He reached out. He invited others to his table. He went to places that nobody else would have wanted to. He welcomed his neighbor in spite of where they came from. And more often than not, you don't see any expectation that they're going to have to join him. Instead, he does it because this is what we do. Each of us has within us the light of God. And like Jesus tells us, that we're not supposed to hide it. We're not supposed to cover it up or dim it, but we are supposed to let it show. To show others where our true faith and loyalty lies. Realizing that there are no shortcuts. There are, at times, no easy answers. But the wonderful thing is we're not alone in this. Not only do we have the Holy Spirit to guide us, not only do we have Christ's teaching to lead us, not only do we have our faith in God, we have one another. one another, to support, to lift up, to be there. To share our own light. Now, I've said this before, and I will say it again, and I will say it again, and I'll say it again. Love does not diminish by us using it. Each time you give your love to someone, it doesn't lessen the love you have. Instead, the more you share that love, the more you have of it to give to others. I don't care what side of the aisle, or if you aren't even in the aisle, you are politically. The thing is, there's a lot going on in the world right now. There are a lot of people who are hurting. There's a lot of people who are just struggling day by day, either emotionally, physically, financially. But your love can make a difference. Our world isn't going to change with policy. If we're expecting those people in Albany or in Washington to make us a better people, it ain't going to happen. It's going to start here. That's how it works. You can't legislate love. You practice it. You give it. You share it. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you as you go out today into the world to consider, who is your neighbor? And start asking yourself, or basically maybe even asking your neighbor, what is going on in their life? Get to know your neighbor. Find out if your neighbor has needs and be able to, and see how you may help them out. See, it's just very little things. It's very little things. The Outreach Center. You'd be amazed at how many things get accomplished out of there with no money. The diocese tells us we have a budget, but I've never seen it. But what happens is that we ask people what they need, and we ask other people if they're willing to give. We bring people together more often than not. And there are a lot of people out there who are willing to give themselves. And I know each and every one of you belongs to that group. So think about it yourself this week. Talk to one another. Make a difference.